Hi, I'm Leanne. I'm a lightworker and a mother to three special girls. I strive to continue learning, growing, and to collect new skills. I'm a psychic medium, Reiki master teacher, and Akashic record reader and energy healer. I am so excited to share what I've learned and what I'm going to learn and the ups and downs of life. Thank you for joining me on my journey. Welcome to Life of a Lightworker podcast.
Hello and welcome. This week I am pulling a card from Wisdom of the Oracle deck by Colette Baron Reed. And as always, my intention is, what do you need to hear today? Okay. Oh, one card just popped out. I think there's going to be two though. So, oh, this is such a jumpy deck. I had like five jump out, but that doesn't count for me. Oh, there we go. Here's the second one. All right. I feel like the second one needs to be read first. It is The Observer. Okay, so the first card, Observer, the essential meaning is perspective, objectivity, neutral observation from a distance. So there's oracle message, relationship, prosperity, or protection message. Let's just see which one is the one for today. It's the fourth message. Let me see which one's number four. Prosperity. It is an advantageous time for you to get some distance from what you're doing and see your work and your projects from a different perspective. The trick is to connect to the essence of your goals and aspirations while letting the form and timing be dictated by spirit. You may be too personally attached to an outcome and unable to see the miracle because it's not turning out exactly as you planned. Trust spirit. The perfect version of your abundance is right in front of you. Remain neutral and curious and watch the miracle unfold. The second card is Treasure Island. The essential meaning is the law of attraction, bringing dreams into fruition, the results of positive thinking made manifest, abundance appearing as if from nowhere, financial gains, and sharing of good fortune. I'm going to ask, what message is the message I am meant to read? And that's the fifth message. Okay, so protection message. Poverty, consciousness, and the sense of not enough cast a shadow on your path. These ideas and core beliefs come with a high cost. Do you really want to proclaim yourself a victim of disappointment and failed expectations? Are you avoiding success because you will grow so tall and others will want to cut you down? Is it possible that you're caught in a fear that you will lose what you have acquired? So you hold on so tight that you miss opportunities to expand. You are challenged to change the way that you see the world and move into from a perception of limitations to the perception of abundance. Take a risk, for you have nothing to lose except your confinement in a prison of your own making. Open the door and find the abundance waiting for you to claim it. I feel like intuitively reading both cards together instead of separately and then finding the connection. I feel like these two need to be done together. I feel like the observer is our perspective and our way of finding the treasure. I feel like the treasure isn't actually hidden. It's in plain sight, but we're changing our perspective to be able to see it. And I'm being shown it's like when, let's say, they're just showing me from my own experience. So spirit is always around you. Your loved ones in spirit are always around you. But it's not until you shift your perspective, you open your third eye, that you're able to recognize and see and experience this world, that other world, which is actually this world. It's just an expanded view upon this world. But before, it didn't exist. And now it does. The only thing that's changed is your perspective. So I feel like that is the main message of expanding your perspective. Let me see. What are some things that I feel like slowing down is a huge part of this, because when you're really busy, when you're moving really fast, when your mind is always busy and your mind is taking over more than your heart, you're thinking through life, you're not feeling through life, you're clouding. For example, your third eye, it needs to be clear in order to see and be used. But we're clouding it with all this busyness. We're cramming it up so that the third eye information gets confused, and it's like a traffic jam. It can't really come through where we can recognize it and acknowledge it when we're just so busy. So changing the view by clearing the clutter, making time and space to allow that other sections of the world, the other parts of ourselves, the deeper parts of ourselves, the inner parts of ourselves, and our higher selves, like it's all connected, allowing that space to be used and recognized and acknowledged, inviting it in. And that will help us see the treasure that's right in front of us, that's just waiting for us to grab. It's waiting for us to acknowledge it and receive it. It's there for the taking. It's not something that is out of reach, that is not destined for us. We all have treasure that is waiting, asking us to receive it. We just need to be able to acknowledge it in order to receive it. And we seem to be stopping ourselves. That's our own block. That is our own limiting beliefs. That is not allowing us to recognize it and see it and believe it's for us. I feel like maybe those who might see it think that it's for somebody else and it's not for us. But if you see it and you recognize it and you feel that yearning in your heart, it is for you. So learning that is your calling, that is your direction to move towards it. And I feel like we stop ourselves so much along our path of what our soul has made for us, that wants us to explore, wants to experience. But we're stopping it for some reason. I feel like a lot of it is the social programming that doesn't want us to follow our truest, highest path, that the energy of the social programming wants us to stay in line and work towards its path, and which does not align with our highest self. It does not align with our highest path. It's trying to change the path. And we don't need to allow that. It's our choice whether we choose to follow that path, that their path, the society path, for the limiting beliefs that are limiting us, that are stopping us, that are trying to stop us from reaching our full potential. You can choose what you want. You have control over your thoughts and beliefs and actions. You don't need to let that control you. And if you feel it in your heart, that's something you want, that's your desire. It's really it's making you sparkle, making you light up. You're excited. Follow that. That is your trail. That is your path forward. Let me see if there's any techniques or anything that we can each do to help us declutter and to make it easier to see that treasure right in front of us. while visualization is coming straight away. Where visualization in the sense of daydreaming, allowing yourself space to fantasize about, just play like you would as a kid. And you would just sit there, or I would at least, I'd play in my head all the time. I would start a story and continue the story. I'd daydream about what could happen if this happened. What could happen if this happened? And it's the what if. It's the curiosity. It's keeping in the energy of curiosity and what if. And when you are playing in your mind and doing the curiosity what if what you are fantasizing about, what you're dreaming about, lights up your heart, makes you excited, makes you smile, keep going on that path. If something pops up where it's, it doesn't feel good, makes your stomach hurt, and change it. You have the power to change the script. That's something you do not want. So change your focus, you have complete power over this fantasy. This is make-believe. This is pretend. You can make it anything you want. So make it something that excites you and explore that excitement. And the more you practice just playing pretend, the more curiosity you're going to invite into your everyday awaking life. Because the more you think about it, the more your brain gets used to being curious and playful. And that energy is very, very conducive to allowing that traffic jam to flow freely, letting go of the things that are not serving you, the things that are making your tummy hurt. I feel like the anxiety, the stress, the letting those things roll off of you and focusing on the things that light you up. You're acknowledging those stresses, but you're not festering on them. You're not dwelling on them. You're not focusing on them to make them bigger and bigger and bigger. You're acknowledging them for what they are. And then they're there. We're not making them a bigger portion of your thoughts and your feelings than what they are. We're not putting a magnifying glass on them. And I think like that practice of when you're visualizing, when you're pretending, and something that maybe you don't want or comes up, practicing changing your thoughts and not letting that thought become bigger and bigger and bigger and taking over the whole picture. And that action of recognizing it for what it is and turning and putting your focus on something that is more exciting for you, something that feels good, is calming, is happy, is peaceful, it lights you up, you feel it in your heart. When you focus on those things, when it makes you feel so much better. It can really change your mood and your energy throughout your life when you're allowing yourself to live in that energy in your thoughts. It trickles out and it pours into your waking life. So yeah, that's the exercise that they're saying would help a lot of people. And yeah, allow yourself time to do that. It's not a silly little exercise. It's not something that's just childish. I feel like a lot of us need to relive those childish moments to bring more of that energy into the world, because that's the energy that we're meant to bring in. And then we get conditioned to be more adult. But that energy that we bring into the world as kids, that's what we're meant to do. And that doesn't mean that like ignoring responsibilities and not taking care of ourselves or others. It's that curiosity. It's the joy. It's the fun. That is what we're inviting back into our lives, to be a larger part of our lives, so that we can see and experience the treasure that's around us that is asking to come in. And this week, I just launched my Beyond Quantum Healing sessions. It's a hypnosis session that was derived from QHHT, and it's a hypnosis session that can be done online. It can be done on Zoom, and it's very similar to QHHT. There's a couple little differences. The biggest one is that it encourages practitioners to use all of their skills and to be flexible with the wording, be flexible with the whole session, and be flexible about what you bring into it. So it encourages people like me who have your Reiki, who have Akashic records, who have intuitive mediumship skills, encourages practitioners to bring those into the session and have it as an assistance to the session so that we can have a more rounded approach, a more holistic approach, and it really helps the client be more supported. Because, like, for me myself, when a client feels a little more stuck or unsure, I can tap in and see what they may need so that I can guide them through this process a little bit smooth, a little more easily. I'm not getting stuck. I'm not rummaging through the scripts to find one that might work. I just ask my guides, my higher self, their guides, what they need and what can help them through this moment. And sometimes people are a little more get in their heads, and I can tap in a little bit and ask certain questions that can help them get out of their heads and more into their hearts. And that's where the session kind of flourishes, is when they go from their hearts and they're not overthinking. And so it's really helpful for me to have all this background so that I can help them help you move through this session more smoothly. So I really, really like doing these sessions. They really fill my heart up. So if you want to learn about them or my other sessions that I have, my intuitive sessions, you can go to my website, spruceenergyhealing.com. I'm on Instagram and I'm on Facebook, YouTube, TikTok, all Spruce Energy Healing. I hope you have a wonderful week. Thank you so much for joining me, and I will talk to you next time.